happy hours. And here we go with Happy Hours with Mark and Rachel.
Hey, you found us. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday from the Valley of the Sun.
Yes, and it's been, the last 2 days. It's been really warm. We've had 90s. Beginning of the week started a little cooler, and then it got warmer. And then it got a little windy, and then it's supposed to cool down over the weekend. And by Sunday, it's supposed to be back into the, the 70s,
right?
and then it goes back up to you. Yeah, it's just all over the place this month. And
Mark has allergies. He's always stuffed up. He sounds like he's sick, but he's not.
I know. I'm having problems right now. It's been like really bothering me. It's like horrible.
I'm not, but he is. So.
But this week, everybody went through the solar eclipse, right?
Well, some people really went through it.
It was Monday. Someone said it was 65. I saw that it was 75%.
Like the eclosion.
Yeah.
I didn't even think it was halfway. Honestly, when I peeked at it.
It didn't look like much.
No, it looked like a crescent moon. It was probably halfway.
Yeah.
But I didn't stare at it for long, so that's what I saw.
she didn't look into the sun real long.
Like this the whole time.
Her ophthalmologist is waiting to hear from her.
Nah, but, I don't go talk to you. Give me the quack.
Don't look at the sun.
I used the back of my car. Well, I had sunglasses on, and then I went to the back of my hatchback and opened it so I could look through the hatchback.
Through the sunscreen filter?
Yes, with my sunglasses.
Good idea.
And I could see it totally fine. Okay. Unlike our daughter who had 5 pairs of sunglasses, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and she could look right at it.
Who did this?
Savannah.
Savannah had 5 pairs of sunglasses.
And she loved it.
Okay. Well, I mean, at least she got to see it.
She did. And I showed her the video from my cousins in Texas. One of my cousins, Susie, did a time lapse.
Time lapse, yeah.
And she did a 30-minute time lapse that ended up to be like under a minute long, I guess. Yeah. And that was neat. Her backyard kind of went dark.
It was neat.
For like a second or two.
Neat.
Probably 5 minutes. And then it was, anyways, it was cool. I saw it.
Yeah. And then we went on a nice little road trip this week, too. We went to Boyce Thompson Arboretum.
Yes, which is about an hour outside the valley.
Yeah, it's not too far away.
Easy drive.
Superior. Basically, Superior, Arizona.
Yeah, right before you get there, a couple miles out, right?
And I do have... Okay, so these are all the places that we went. We went to Superior. Well, Boyce Thompson, which is... Yeah, there's videos that are up. And there's Boyce Thompson, and then we went to Porter's Saloon and Grill
for lunch in Superior.
In Superior,
actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty good.
So there's that.
And then we went to Globe to spend the night.
Because we didn't want to come back to the valley. That's why.
I don't know why we did it. But
so
anyway.
There's a playlist video on that.
Yeah, just so you know, the population in Superior is 2,492.
Wow.
That's the population. Okay.
Wow.
And in Miami, the Miami population.
Oh, yeah. There's a Miami, which is before you get to Globe.
It is before you get to Globe. It's right
all
in between.
All these little podunk towns.
Oh, they were small places.
Mining
out there.
Western towns. Yeah. What was the population of Miami?
Miami was 1,538.
That's smaller.
Okay. Hmm. Now, here's what's really interesting.
What?
Globe. The population of Globe.
Globe. What is it?
I had no idea it was this big. It's 7,220.
Oh, really?
Dun, da, da.
Wow.
Good
you
job,
win,
Globe. Globe,
you
Arizona.
You're
these
the
are all
biggest
Arizona.
Of the mining little western
yeah,
towns.
Yeah, and they
out
were
there.
And they're all mining towns.
Mining for copper, I think.
Yeah, back in the day when they still do. And Globe, mm-hmm. I think, is like a big copper
you got
industry
some
up there.
Cool video out inside the window in the Globe video, I think, where you can actually see down to the copper.
I got a little bit, and we were driving so fast, and we didn't, you know,
so fast. Hi.
You're driving hundreds of miles an hour.
It's a winding road. No,
and Rachel's
it was
flying
windy.
Along. Like,
it was not. I'm safe, guys. I'm safe.
Yeah, and then we stayed at the Best Western, and there's a good story for that one we can talk about. And then ate at Irene's Mexican food, which was
right next door.
Pretty good
because we had to walk. I wasn't going to drive. I said,
wasn't the I'm going to say this. I don't want to cut anybody down or put anybody down here, but it wasn't the best Mexican food I've ever had.
No, but it was. It was good.
No, it was good. Yeah, it was all good.
No, really, I thought it tasted really good. What I didn't really like were their chips. I didn't think they were homemade, but they could have been, but they just, they tasted stale, I guess.
Yeah.
I've had thinner ones that are crispy, and these were kind of like...
They seemed like they were like kind of out of a package. I mean, I don't think they were.
I pondered that. It didn't look like the chips that had the dots, like a package chip. It didn't look pressed like that. I don't know. And they were kind of curled, like where you make them naturally, and they kind of curl in the oil. But then they were very light and colored. There was no differentiation of just gold. It was just like white.
Yeah, they weren't like, it didn't look like they were,
I don't know.
It didn't look like they were fried.
Are we judging Irene's a little too harshly?
I am sorry.
There was a cop in there, you know.
There sure was. And there was one that was in the parking lot of Best Western. We were sitting out.
There was?
Best Western, when we were sitting out in the back there with those, our new friends that we met there.
There was a cop.
Well, let's talk about why we met new friends at the Best Western in Globe.
Okay. Should we get drinks first and talk about it while we're drinking, or...
We just started, so we got plenty of time. Well, we can.
It is happy hour, you know.
You know, you're right. Let's do that.
Everybody, get your libations of choice, because we got some stories to tell you.
Let's do thirsty. I'm so thirsty. You like that beat?
I do. It's like a house beat made by your vocals.
Yeah, I know. I was doing that, just keeping up with the beat there. Right. That was great, Mark. Good job. Awesome.
Hey, Mark got a haircut. Did he cut his hair rando? Are you looking? He changed his hair a little bit.
How's my hair? I did. Notice? I cut my summertime do. Cut it shorter. Like it wasn't short enough, right? You know, that's
A-hole's
just.
A-hole's talking.
No, she's. It's always 5 o'clock. She's telling us it's 5 o'clock.
Yeah. It's 5 o'clock.
It's the weekend. 5 o'clock, and she gets like a little party vibe going.
Thanks, A-hole. So.
Anyway, let's do these drinks, and then we'll talk about the Best Western and what happened there.
Okay.
A very interesting story,
by the way. Oh, you can watch the video, but we're going to talk about it anyways.
We're going into detail. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is, again, last week we did Old Smoky, right? Moonshine?
On top of
this
Old
one
Smoky.
Is a, okay, it's a,
what, I it's see 50. Bananas on
yeah,
it.
It's, yeah, banana pudding.
Banana pudding. Is this banana pudding?
Wait, I can't see. Let's see. This is
me, my banana pudding.
17.5% alcohol, 35 proof. Okay.
Not too bad.
So it's and it's in a 50 milliliter bottle.
Banana pudding, really? Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
And let me smell.
Here we go. What I'm going
to
do.
Oh, yeah. Nilla wafers and everything.
What I'm going to do with this is, well, I have to read the side of it, too. It's basically a cream. What do you call them? What do you call those?
It's
with
like
the cream?
Melted banana pudding.
No, what do you call the cream ones? It's like the, like you and. Justin like they like oh, Justin likes it
like a rum chata.
Yeah, it's that cream stuff.
It's cream. It's
never,
just a creamy.
I'm not a big fan of it.
Like Irish cream or something like that. Oh my god, I'm getting hot. It's just, it's already.
Excuse me. It's really sweet.
I don't have the fan
but,
on.
Let me see. Here we go. We're gonna mix that with Fresca sparkling soda water, peach citrus. So this is gonna be stinky sweet.
Do you want to save this to take a picture and show everybody how cute these are?
And I later? Could, but. Probably not.
Oh, I need a straw. Oh, darn it. I have to get a straw.
Go get a straw real quick. So I'm just pouring the Fresca. Yeah, see what happens is when you pour the soda water into these.
Oh, and,
It curdles. And it, yeah, it's already starting in the bottom there. Ooh, sorry. Look at that. It's all, oh, it's curdling. Why does it do that,
oh,
I wonder?
Oh, I got to suck it down.
I wonder why it curdles.
You know, it's really the same weird. Effect as a root beer float. When you put ice cream in your root beer and then it gets kind of
it must be the carbonation or something that does that, right? Oh,
gets
shit.
Sticky.
Here it goes. It's going down the side. Oh, crap.
Suck it.
Wait.
All right.
I put off my pants. This is sound like a dirty show.
Mmm. That is like a banana cream
right.
float.
Oh, wow. Very good.
I think I just named this.
Well, I put peach citrus in there,
even
too.
I don't taste peach.
Well, I think you do on the... I think you do.
I'm going to try it some more.
I'm spilling it all over the place. Okay, that was great.
Good job, Mark. I straight up feel like this is like a root beer float because of the creaminess.
All my paperwork has got crap
on
it.
Fan like that.
All right, here we go. We can't because it's going to make noise.
Oh, yeah. Babe, this is really good. This is one of my favorites. Banana pudding.
Okay.
It's a banana cream float.
Look at that chunk in there. Okay, so what happened if you don't get it, if you taste it from the bottom... But if you don't get it all stirred up, which mine isn't, then you taste
the peach. Do you want to push your ice cubes down?
No, I just drink it like this.
Babe, this is really good, banana cream float.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Real once whipped cream would have been good too on it.
Once again, I always have a problem with those because they always curdle up, and it's like, I think they're supposed to be drunken with something else.
Well,
not that.
You know when we do those key lime floats that we have at the pool, the key lime things, the whipped cream.
Oh, those are different.
But it curdles kind of like that too.
Because
the whipped cream breaks down. The whipped cream on the top, broken. Yeah. But that's what it is. It's broken. Look,
but we use a vodka. Mm-hmm. This is a cream itself. That's why it does it. Anyway, so look, the story broken. Is here's the story. If
oh,
you want to hear
the story? My name Marky.
We went to the Best Western and we stayed there, and we checked into room 114 at the Best Western.
So did everybody else.
And so we got to the room and we did all this stuff, and all of a sudden Rachel drives a Dodge Journey, and all of a sudden we see this other Dodge Journey backing in right next to
our
parking spot.
Right in front of our window, so we could see them, you know.
I'm going, who's someone else has a Dodge Journey, huh?
Yeah.
And then they get out. This old couple get out. I don't want to say old. I mean, because that's kind of just this couple. Let's just say.
But they were. I think I did call them. Oh, they're old people.
Oh, stop it!
I just said that. Yeah. I didn't mean it. I didn't know them.
Yeah.
I couldn't
but
tell.
They get out. And they walk up to our door and open it up.
They come on in, and here we are.
They use their key card. And guess what? They came right into
room.
And we're standing there going, we're all standing and looking at each other going, oh.
And I think I go, well, we have a king bed. I don't think it'll fit all of us. And then you're like, let's go walk to the.
I'm going down to the.
Yeah, so you and
going down
dude
to the office.
Went, his name was Paul. You guys went and.
And so we went down to the office, and I said, I think you guys made a mistake because you checked them into our room.
Oh, yeah. God. Was it the same girl?
No. See, they had done a change shifts, but she was and she was still in the back, and she goes, oh, wait, let me go get her. And she goes, oh, my God, I'm sorry.
So they didn't close off us, and like 2 hours had gone by.
God. And then so, it wasn't even 2 hours, was it?
Hour.
No, it wasn't that. It was because we were getting ready to go out to sit in the sun, but the pool was closed, too. There was a couple things at this Best Western that I was kind of
the
like.
The pool looked pretty. And
it was beautiful.
Inviting and sunny.
If you could get into it, yeah.
We tried, trust us.
That, and then they also had. Okay, well, let's go on this story first, and I'll tell you about the policies that sucked there. But
what happened?
So we got that straightened out, and we went back to the room. And well, we went out to sit in the sun, and then I had to go back into, I think, probably pee or something. Like I always
and
do.
Or to get beer because we were right
or,
close
or
to
maybe
the
beer,
pool
yeah.
right there.
I thought I brought some extra beers out. Anyway.
I remember. I drank them.
I know. So I tried to get in. Couldn't get in my room. It's like, what the hell? So I walked down to the desk, and I go.
Oh, wait. Back up. Remember, we saw another car. Pulling in, we're like, I hope he's not trying to get into our room. I'm like, babe, give me the key. So I ran up there to make it look like we were going in because I thought for sure he was going to go in. And that's when I couldn't get in.
Oh, that's
when
you couldn't do it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, Mark, can't get in.
Okay. So then I had to go back down to the front office.
Yep. And that guy went to our neighbor. He was the neighbor.
He was our neighbor.
Trying to get into our room.
But I had to go back down to the front office and talk through the glass. I'll explain that later. And when they basically changed the whole thing. My card was void,
like
and
deactivated
so
deactivated or something.
Yeah, they had to give me a new card so I could get back into my freaking room with everything in it. Yeah,
so they weren't quite on it all the time.
They weren't,
but it's
and they still live in, you know, anybody that you know.
It's
I don't
okay.
know. Here's what it. They still
they
live in
nice.
COVID land because when we walked up, they handed us a paper with social distancing. Masks are not required, but you know, should be worn. Blah blah blah. To go eat breakfast, you had to get food through a pass through instead of serving yourself.
Yeah, that was weird.
Very strange.
I mean, you could serve yourself on some things, but if you wanted the hot part, that was behind.
I don't think they got the notification that COVID's over. So there you go. I mean, well, it's not. It's never over, but you know, it's just
the pandemic part. I think is done.
Yes, that's done. It's gonna be around with us forever. So buck up, people.
Hey, they weren't wearing masks though. Like the people behind the things, like they said, the door.
People behind the big plastic barriers.
Yeah, the lady who helped. Yeah, big plastic barriers. Yeah. But the lady who helped us didn't have it. And I remember reading, and it's like masks are recommended. I'm like, well, the employees aren't wearing them, but whatever, over it.
I think they haven't gotten the notification that they don't need to give out. Well, but she gave out the paperwork, so she was like, yeah, here.
But then she forgot to mark it in the book that someone's in 114.
Oh yeah, but. I don't know. And it was just mm-hmm. what it was. And that was
kind of weird.
It was a nice hotel. It was the rooms were clean and nice. Kind of small. And the food was good for breakfast.
Yeah. And it's everything we wanted except for the pool.
I'd say it was probably the nicest hotel up there. The Best Western at Copper Hills is probably the nicest one. And here we go. Let's do this.
Excuse me.
Yep. I'm going to go find it.
Oh, we did meet those people at the pool. We did end up talking to them for like 2 hours sitting outside of the pool. We weren't in the pool.
You're interrupting the Happy Hours report.
No, you hadn't started it yet.
I did too.
Just the music, but you hadn't started talking. So I had to let us...
You had to talk over the music.
No.
Thank you. Well, okay. So here we go. This is a story from London, I guess. It says no joke. A UK comedian told to remove hot dog from Subway poster over junk food ban. Okay. So in London, in the London Underground, mm-hmm. which is their Subway
system.
Yeah. This comedian guy had a bunch of station posters put up, mm-hmm. and it was him showing his new stand-up show that he was doing, and it was an image of him
advertisements.
Eating a hot dog and with, what was it? I think he had like mustard and ketchup smeared, and he was half-eaten hot dog on a plate.
Nothing wrong with that.
So anyway, so they got all butthurt about it, I think, is what it was.
That a hot dog?
Yeah, because they have a no junk food policy.
That's not junk food.
I don't know if it is it really, right?
I don't think so. It's protein food.
But they have a no junk food policy, basically.
Okay.
And they all the posters promote something that were... They said, but the you know that they should post something that would be like healthy... Like something else. So what he did, he took and put a cucumber.
He made the hot dog into a cucumber.
He made it into a cucumber. And,
and so he was eating a cucumber dog?
You know, so he goes, his name's Gamble, who is a diabetic and co-hosts the off-menu food podcast, said he could see the point of the ad rules, which were intended to help curb obesity in children. But the new posters promote something way more harmful, he said. Mm-hmm. The idea that cucumbers pair well with ketchup and mustard.
And they do not. Right?
There you go.
Aww.
So anyway, he...
So that's a real story from the UK.
The case generated stuff for him, so he's doing well.
And he had something to talk about on his podcast, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's
like us. Talking about him on his podcast.
That is just dumb things that people do. So.
It's crazy how there's so many dumb things that people do.
I do have something else that I wonder if I can find it. Let me see. I had it for... This is basically about food.
That was so good.
And so, anyway, Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops?
Mm-hmm.
Are all the same flavor. Did you know that?
Nope.
No point in eating around the purple ones. All Fruit Loops taste like fruit. Other than wild berry Fruit Loops, of course. So you get that.
Really?
And then here's another interesting fact. These are all facts, Guy, by the way.
I thought they all tasted different.
These are interesting facts. I don't know how interesting they are, but this is my...
I used to love
this
Fruit
is
Loops
my Happy Hours report today. This is what I got.
And I love cereal. Well, I used to love cereal.
I do have something else that if I have time, I'll read it. It's like eight... Okay. And it probably would have been more appropriate than reading this shit.
And Apple Jacks never tasted like apples.
Eight facts about history of beer you probably never knew.
Ooh, I do want to hear that.
Okay, that's later.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so supermarket apples can be a year old. Okay.
Huh?
Yes. These weird facts might have you changing the way you eat. The fresh apples aren't all that fresh per se. They're usually picked between August and November, covered in wax, hot air dried, and then sent into a cold storage. And after 6 months, they finally land on the grocery store shelves. So,
Are you serious? Yeah. That's why they put that wax coating on them?
And I have,
except for the fresh ones that don't have it. Those are probably fresh.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but I don't care. It still tastes good to me. Maybe maybe I'm missing the point on that one. I don't know. But and try this one.
Interesting.
Here, you got to try this one.
What?
It's impossible to hum while holding your nose.
Isn't that where humming comes from?
Normally, when you hum, the air is able to escape through the nose and create a sound. And of course,
so
it can't. If it of course, it can't going, do that when you're holding it shut. This is right. One of the weird facts, and you can test it out. Go try it yourself. Go ahead. Try it. Go ahead.
No, because I already know better. I know how many comes up.
You're so smart. Watch. Rachel's smart.
See, it comes out my
mouth.
There
you go. So, I mean, that was that. I basically had a couple of stupid facts, and what's the point, really?
Well, that Apple thing I did find interesting.
I kind of do, because when I buy apples, I mean, some of them are fresher than others, but I always like the Red Delicious. And some of them, because they always come with the stem, and I go to twist the stem out, and it just pops right out. I mean,
is that a good sign or a bad sign?
Well, it means that it's older, because if the stem pops right out of it. I prefer, last week I got these apples at Walmart, and they were so good. They're gigantic.
Were they Red Delicious?
Red Delicious apples. They were delicious.
Oh, yeah, I do remember. They're like jumbos. Mm-hmm. Well, as long as they're not brown and mushy, then
they weren't.
Say good.
And twisting the stem off, because I always do that before I eat it, because I have to put my finger in the hole of that part and the thumb on the other side so I can go eat all the way around the apple.
Oh, you turn it sideways and do the hole.
Yes,
He's
I do.
He's a professional apple eater, guys.
I love apples. They're my favorite thing on the planet.
Not me.
So, besides blueberries.
My favorite fruit, thanks for asking, if I had to pick, I love those pear apples. Like they're Asian pears, but they kind of look like white apples, pear kind of thing. Those are my favorite. And I love plums. So I love pears and plums.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good pick, because I do too. Mm-hmm. But I like apples and...
But the pear apples...
Blueberries better.
The Asian apple pears taste more pear, but they have the consistency of an apple.
Yeah.
So that crunchy, but they taste like a pear. So I love those. Thank you.
Let's move on to Mystery Beer Theater, shall we?
Yes. Welcome
to Mystery Beer Theater. Won't you join us?
Mm-hmm. All right. So...
Yeah, there you go. Okay. What do we got today for the mystery beer? I'm not sure. Yeah, I've already spilt on half of my stuff.
That's why I'm moving your paper.
I know my happy hours report was kind of boring today, but I do have something at the end that
the beer facts,
and I do have some jokes I have to do. So I don't know.
Hey, I've got time when we're done with here. I got some stuff to talk about.
I do, but
it's more.
You gotta let me put the intro in there for you.
I know. I'm just saying it's not just a fact. It's more of
she's gonna school us today.
I'm gonna educate you guys.
Ooh, oh my!
Oh, this looks like a cider to me.
I don't think it's a cider.
It's pink.
It's pink though. All right, so this is whatever's coming out of this can.
Can you guys see this? I'm gonna hold it up so you can see the color.
It's cloudy pink.
But it's pink, nonetheless.
It looks like champagne, kind of, doesn't it? It might be a cider, come to think of it. But it has
a
nice...
What else would make it pink?
I don't know. It has a nice head on it, for sure.
See, now that throws me. I don't think ciders have heads usually.
Usually they don't.
Big.
They're a little flatter.
Okay, then I'm really... I'm stupid about this.
So
I don't even know.
Okay. But would you say it's like kind of a grapefruit color? I would say, kind of.
And it's pink. Pink grapefruit, if anything.
And it's cloudy. Let me see.
Pink grapefruit.
Oh, wait a minute. I've smelled this before. What is this?
I think we have had this.
I don't know. Have we had this?
It's fruity. Totally fruity.
Smells really good.
It's hazy. I don't know if it's a wheat. Passion fruit wheat or something
I just
weird
tasted,
like
and I,
that.
And I know what it is. It's a sour. That's what I'm smelling is the sour, aren't
sour
I?
Sour. Yeah. Passion fruit.
I don't know. Taste it again.
Okay. I haven't even tasted it once yet.
So. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Oh, totally sour.
Wait, and I get a little salt note on there. Do you? It tastes like grapefruit.
It's real, puckery.
Does it taste like grapefruit?
Okay, yes. I'm going to say it's a citrus. Definitely some kind of a citrus sour.
With a little salt. I tasted salt
in
there.
Lemon wouldn't make it pink, though.
Maybe it's blood
salted,
orange.
Salted.
That's very sour.
Salted
I was after drinking that
grapefruit mango.
Sweet drink though.
Salted grapefruit mango.
Okay, that's your guess, right? Salted
no,
grapefruit
I'm wrong,
mango.
But that, those are the flavors I'm getting.
Watch.
Okay, let's see.
We've never had this one before, and I'm not getting what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm not getting what they're selling here.
What you getting? What you packing?
Okay, so this is called Blueberry Boyfriend.
What? That's not blueberry.
Artisan Ales.
It's
Blueberry Boyfriend. Oh, well, okay. I taste the lemons. It says Sour ale with blueberries and lemon zest. I do get the
okay. That was the citrus note that we were saying grapefruit. Yeah. It's lemon zest.
Okay, this is, I think blueberry? We've had it from this company before. Mm-hmm. It's brewed and canned by Krebs Brewing Company, McAlester, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oklahoma. Yes, I remember singing that before.
Prairie Artisan Ales. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Blueberry boyfriend. Yeah. He not my boyfriend. Yeah. He
yeah. My boyfriend. So what's the it's 5.4. That's pretty good alcohol level just on that.
I mean,
so,
average, I'd say. But ABV. You know what? I like it. I'm not mad at it.
No, it's not. It's not bad at all. But it, I don't get blueberry. Really.
No.
Let me taste that again.
Definitely, it's the lemon sour.
I get the lemon for sure.
Maybe they put blueberry in to tame the lemon because lemon's so like puckery.
Mm.
And that might give it the pinky.
It's definitely a sour. Color.
Yeah.
It's very good.
I bet anybody who likes lemonade would love this because it's definitely like a sour lemonade is how I would describe it.
What are those candies that you eat that are really sour? What are they called?
Sour heads? Warheads?
Yeah. Yeah. So, something like that, I think, would probably
do well. I do not like
well.
Warhead candies, I said. Lincoln likes them. He had them the other weekend when
he was talking about ones that
I
were
loved
like...
loved them. I'm like,
he was talking about ones that were like really, really sour.
Travis didn't like them. Lincoln liked them.
Someone, he was going, have you ever had those ones that stay sour in your mouth for a really long time?
No.
Like, no.
Not a try yet.
Haven't.
I don't want to.
Haven't done it.
Yet I'll take the beer, though, Lincoln. Did they make that in a beer form, honey?
Anyway,
one? Thank
that's
you.
Pretty good. I mean, it's not bad. I thought I tasted grapefruit, but
that's the lemon, I think.
Sour ale with blueberries and lemon zest. Prairie Artisan Ales is what it's called.
I
blueberry
liked
friend, boyfriend, blueberry boyfriend. Okay, there you go. There you go, everybody.
The boyfriend song by Victoria Jackson. I do that a lot.
Would it be? I mean, I would drink that again.
Saturday Night Live. That was
I would. I wouldn't. I wouldn't like say no. I mean,
no. I would order this at a bar.
If it's nice and cold, then it's good.
Right. It's really good.
I'm getting kind of a bitter note on the end, though, for some reason.
It's probably the tart from the lemon.
Yeah, maybe.
I would say.
I don't know. it's good, but let's. The thing is, I would probably. I don't know. I just don't get blueberry. I'm sorry.
Well, we're going to go to Total Wine.
I don't know.
Probably tomorrow. Or we're going to go on Sunday. We got to buy some more sours.
Sunday.
Sunday, cool. Oh, that's my intro. Mark. You're so funny, Bear.
I know. It's my favorite.
Excuse me. All right. So, I told you once
that's
I'm going
to
school you. Because...
He's going to school us. Okay.
Yeah. I found a list. I took the top 10 that I could find that I could write down. Slang
can't
terms
I drank all
that
already.
Words that the Gen Fast. Zers are using. And I say the Gen Zers, the Gen Zers, the young kids. What? They're slang. And us oldies are be like, what you talking about, Willis? So I have some popular ones because one of our grandkids was over
Wait
the other
minute.
Day and he said something. And it's on
You're
the list.
You're acting like all those people out there are old.
No. Some are.
Sorry, guys.
Some aren't. But some have kids that probably talk like this, and some like us have grandkids that talk like this.
Yeah.
So anyways, see if you understand what I'm talking about, because it's kind of a test too, babe. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
So if someone says they're doing something for the plot, what do you think that means?
Doing something for the plot? The plot?
For the plot.
The plot would be the plot.
Oh, what would a plot he just be? Did that for the plot.
The plot the I don't know to probably get recognized or something I don't know am
We're
I that
close
yeah
they the Gen Zers or I don't even know what their name they say that it has something to do with doing it just for the experience of it oh they're just doing it for the you know that's just for the plot they just want to say that they did it
okay
just
so that
for
was
the experience
I was pretty close on that one
just for the plot doing what? That he did that just for the plot okay.
He did that for the attention
and to get attention yeah.
There you go
all
makes
right
sense to me
some okay if someone has riz what are they talking about he got riz
he's got charisma
yes charisma what I'm noticing is this excuse you
yep.
the younger crowd the Gen Zers
they just shorten words
I'm just gonna say Gen Zers. They like the abbreviation stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyways, yeah. So if you think of that. All right. This was one. The ick. The ick.
They got the ick?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I've got the ick.
Someone can give you the ick.
Well, that would be some venereal disease or something like that, probably.
Not quite that bad. if someone gives you the ick, that just means they just turned you off. I just got the ick. So it's basically, I don't like you. He's gross. She's disgusting. I got the ick. So it's kind of just a rude thing to think of, but.
Okay, well, I would still call it venereal disease.
That's that's icky. Okay.
I got the ick.
Rent free.
Free? Living at mom and dad's.
Rent free. No. Someone will say, if someone lives rent free in your mind, means you think a lot about them. You think about them a lot. You're running rent free in my mind all the time. You're constantly in my head, baby. You're living rent free. Brenda used to say, she used to have a for rent sign up her ass because people crawled up there wanting to bug her all the time. She used to say, I think I have a for rent sign on my butt because everybody's crawling up my ass.
I know, but the difference is between that and that is rent free would be that this person's constantly thinking about the person.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's a good thing. Brenda was saying not it is a good thing. She didn't want to have
She was talking about family members living up her butt.
Yeah,
that she had a for sale sign on her ass. Ass or a rent side because they're all climbing up there.
Her ass to bugger.
And then lately she's been talking about people up her ass. So
bugging her. So anyways, rent free is if someone lives for free in your head. That just means you're thinking of me a lot when I live rent free in your head.
All right.
Let's see. Oh, this I thought was interesting. Just the word ate, A-T-E, like you ate something. If a person ate... she ate that. He ate that.
That was a weird one.
Yeah, I had to think about it. Basically, they executed something flawlessly. Ooh, they ate that. Like they would say, ooh, they ate that. Like they ate it. And then to take
it
one step.
They cleared the plate. I don't know.
Yeah, and to take it one step further, the next one on there was left no crumbs. Like she ate that and left no crumbs. Like, ooh. He performed that so well, perfectly. Left no crumbs. Like perfect, flawless. So.
Yeah.
Just wait for the kids to start talking like that. And then...
Oh, she got more.
Uh-huh.
Great.
This is the one thing Travis said. He said sus.
Suspicious.
Suspicious. I'm like, what does that mean? Suspicious.
Yeah. That's obvious.
So, sus.
That's an obvious one.
Let them cook. And it doesn't have anything to do with being in the kitchen.
Stew.
No.
When I say stew,
it's a good thing.
Oh, good?
Yeah.
Let them cook. Let them show off and be cool.
Right. Yeah. Don't stop whatever they're doing. Whatever when they're doing their thing, just let them cook.
All right.
Let them cook.
Great job.
Another one.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Delulu.
Delulu. Delusional.
Yeah. Yep. They like abbreviations. So don't be Delulu. And lastly, lock in. That's kind of an easy one.
Lock in. Get tunnel vision.
Focus. And there you go. Talk about video games, basically. They're locked into their character. Anyways, y'all know, take notes. Your kids one day, your grandkids are going to talk like that, and now we'll know.
Or everybody's out there is laughing at you going
that's stupid.
I already know that shit.
Yeah, right.
Don't be Delulu.
You're so Delulu. Yeah. I'm not going to lock into your show anymore.
I got some jokes.
Okay, yay.
These jokes are kind of...
Oh, no.
They could be to raunchy. Some people. They're raunchy. And if you're offended, then, you know, I just
forget
say, fuck off, and it doesn't matter.
At this late in the game, probably no one's listening anyways.
Yeah.
We lose viewers.
And those
after,
that you stayed through
minutes.
The whole thing, then here we go.
Okay.
Here's the first one. What's the difference between oral and an oral and a rectal thermometer?
An oral and a rectal thermometer. Well, one goes in your mouth and one goes in your butt.
The taste.
Ew. You're using the wrong one.
Absolutely.
Whoa.
All right, here we go.
That's funny though.
I know it's funny. And you didn't laugh at all. I you probably won't laugh at any of these today.
Oh no, I'm
so serious, Mark. I'm a serious person.
Legitimately, I'm thinking for real. Jokes. Like, don't put the wrong one in the wrong orifice.
Right.
Sorry.
Quit thinking seriously, Rachel, and start being funny.
Shut the fuck up, Mark. Tell me your next fucking joke, Mark.
Okay. Here we go. A family is driving behind a garbage truck when a dildo flies out and thumps against the windshield. Embarrassed and trying to spare her young son's innocence, the mother turns around and says, "Don't worry, dear. That was just an insect." The boy goes,
"Insect?
What? Insect, yeah." The boy goes, "Wow." The boy replies, "I'm surprised it could get off the ground with a cock like that."
Oh, he did not say that. Precious little baby did not say that C word.
They know more than you think they do.
That's funny.
All right, here's another really Here's another. Well, I got two more.
Oh, okay. Right, here we go. That was funny.
What do
I did laugh, guys. Did you see?
Oh, here's another dildo one. What do tofu and dildos have in common?
Tofu and dildos. Yeah. Okay, tofu takes on the flavor of what it's cooked with. Dildo, if you don't wash it, probably would too.
No, they're both meat substitutes.
Yep.
There you go.
That was funny.
I know.
But what I said was relevant as well, too.
All right, here's another good one.
Rewind Ready? That.
One more of this one. Oh, here we go. An old woman walked into a dentist's office and took off all her clothes and spread her legs. Oh. The dentist said, I think you're in the wrong room. And
I know where this is going.
No, she goes, you put in my husband's teeth last week. She replied, now you have to remove them.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'd be like, honey, you got hands. Get it yourself.
I don't know what happened there.
Well, I said use your hands. You go.
So anyway,
that's funny.
Basically,
babe. That's awesome. So can I go back to the little story from a while ago?
What?
Because when we were at the pool and you before
oh, you're
we went
still
to the
doing
pool,
that.
Well, because you had mentioned you're like, oh, we'll tell you about them later, and we never got to later.
Okay.
When we were sitting at the pool, which was really not in the pool, it was on the outside of the pool because you know we were locked out, and we were sitting out there enjoying. And our friends who tried to break into our place came and sat down, and we had beers with them for like 2 hours.
Yes.
So that's how we got to know them. So that's
I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. And we never saw them again.
Okay. Well, yeah, and we probably never will, but they're staying down here.
They're like YouTube. Hi, if you're watching.
And listening. They're staying down here in Arizona somewhere to
Scottsdale somewhere.
Stay for a couple weeks or whatever it is. I'm not sure what they're doing.
They're from the Illinois.
I mean, I can't imagine coming down this time of year and staying for the summer because the summer here is shit. Like
yeah,
I said, last week we've been in the 90s, so there you go. Anyway.
Yeah.
8 facts about the history of beer that you probably never knew.
Oh, I can't wait. Go get some more beers, guys. Okay. Listen.
The history of beer begins at the dawn of civilization. I don't have any music for this.
Oh.
It was one of mankind's oldest beverages. The popular fermented drink was not invented but discovered.
Mm-hmm.
It coincided with the end of the last ice age around 10,000 BCE. What's BCE? Okay. And
they're changing things all the time.
And the agricultural revolution that followed.
Okay.
First recorded evidence for beer drinking comes from the pictogram from the Mesopotamia, dated from 4000 BCE.
Okay.
And it also provides evidence of ancient beer drinking techniques, which differed from ours. Instead of just drinking it from a cup, you're going to love this one.
How'd they know there was beer in the cup?
The two figures imbibe beer from a large pottery jar through reed straws.
Mm.
The ancient beer had grains, chaff, and other debris floating on the surface, so the straw was necessary to avoid swallowing them.
Which is why I like straws.
Yeah, well, beer today doesn't have any of that shit in it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Have you not seen some things that have floaties?
Yes, floaties. They're talking like stuff that gets like a toothpick getting stuck in your throat. So that's different.
Grog has floaties.
Beer was an early symbol of friendship. Okay,
aww.
This is number two.
Okay.
That was number one. Okay.
Okay.
Sumerian depictions of two people drinking through straws from shared vessels suggest it's a social function, and the straws were useful, if not essential. Okay.
Nice.
The beer drinkers are nonetheless so widely depicted using straws points to a social dimension of the beer drinking ritual.
I'm so social. That's why
and
I
we
have
still
straws.
Use it today because when you get together with your friends, you drink beer and you
out
do all that.
Straws.
Yeah. Well, you don't drink out of straws, but
They did back in the day.
Those
are my people.
That's what that when you go like the tink with a glass, cheers kind of thing. It's because of all that kind of idea. Beer was also currency. Okay. What happens is basically the administrators and scribes and the people that were to collect taxes. A lot of the individuals didn't have like coin or currency to pay, so they used grain, other goods, and either processed solid or liquid forms, bread and beer.
Solids. Yeah. I got a jug of poop.
This
Would
made
like
beer
it?
More than just a simple foodstuff. It became a convenient and widespread form of payment currency in all the empires of the Fertile Crescent from the summer of from summer to Egypt. That's whatever that is. Okay.
So lots of people brewed their own stuff and they traded.
Yes, they did. They
beads or wares or food.
They used it, and then also
that's cool.
Here's where it's really interesting, too. This is number four.
We trade beers.
That was three. Beer was divine. And we know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. Beer is divine. Come on, people.
Some of them are not so divine as others, but most are.
All beer is divine. Come on. The ancients considered beer a safer alternative to water, as nearby rivers and canals could often become contaminated with animal waste.
That's true. Or people
waste. The process of fermentation boiled out harmful microorganisms, mm-hmm. and it was unsurprising that besides its use in religious ceremonies and rituals, beer was associated with the gods. So that beer was associated with the gods.
Awesome.
Yes, it was.
And we've all watched Naked and Afraid, where they drink water and they've all gotten sick because the water is contaminated. They should just bring beer.
When I say it was associated with gods, it was like, in fact, there was a beer recipe written down from the, and there was a poem written to Ninkasi. A 3,000-year-old old ode, Sumerian goddess of beer.
Ooh,
so it was a goddess of beer.
Is that me? Oh, that's
so
me, the
text
of beer,
was
people.
Etched into clay tablets, and it praises the goddess.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, there you go. Number five. Oh. I don't know. It didn't have the poem in there.
Oh,
what
right.
the fuck is that? You go find
it there later.
The ancient history of beer, beloved by Egyptians, but not Greeks and Romans. And I think you might know why on this one, why it wasn't beloved by
the Greeks and Romans
so much.
Caesar drank it all.
No, just think of the Greeks. What did the Greeks and Romans do all the time?
They were fighting a lot.
You'll get us here. Egyptians had a dedicated goddess to the beer the goddess of beer and drunkenness. Sorry, her name was Hathor. Few early civilizations loved their beer as much as the society living along the Nile Valley. Ooh, that's my friends there.
So Thor is a girl.
Even the children were allowed to drink beer. Oh, cool. Egyptian records mentioned at least 17 different kinds of beer. And so anyway,
can't imagine the children liking the taste.
So the Greeks they had like the poems and stuff were talking about the beautiful and the mm-hmm. good, the heavenly, the joy bringer, the plentiful, the fermented, and all that stuff. However, the Greeks, on the mm-hmm. other hand, did not share the Egyptian taste for beer.
Oh.
They preferred, guess what?
Olive oil.
No. Wine.
Oh yeah,
you
wine.
See now, you see where I'm going here? Because if you go to Rome and those places, they're mostly Italy, all that. That's they're mostly wine drinkers, right?
I see. They're European, more of the wineries and the
Greeks who appreciated moderation. Beer was a drink for the barbarians.
That's us.
Yes, we're barbarians for sure.
Well, I am the goddess of beer. Apparently.
That was number five.
It's my new name.
Okay,
and you are a barbarian of beer. That's your new name.
And beer. This is number six. I got two more to go.
Okay.
Beer is a medieval success story. Okay. Anyway, surprisingly, Christianity was one of the main culprits to bring in the success of beer.
No, thanks, Christians.
Yes. You know, I know why.
Don't tell your mom. She won't believe it.
Here we go. My mom won't. My mom would go
say you're lying, Mark.
No, she wouldn't say that. I would say that, but I'd say fuck
it
off,
was
mom.
It just great.
Primarily due to the monks who modernized the brewing process, adding hops as a result. The medieval monastery places a frugal life and asceticism, I don't know what that is, became the first European breweries. Asceticism. I don't know.
Never seen that word.
I don't know. Asceticism. The first prescribed by monastic rules did not allow the consumption of food.
Something that would like to help you.
They didn't allow the consumption of food, but no regulation forbade beer, right? So, which had all the considerable nutritions and value. In addition, many monasteries north of the Alps were the areas suitable for beer brewing, such as Bavaria and Bohemia. That was number six. Okay. I'm sure everybody's going, this is the best show ever.
Now go watch Rent.
Okay, here we go. Bavaria, speaking of which, this is number seven.
Okay.
Introduced the golden standard for beer. Okay. The brewers would add yeast and speed up the process. Okay. But it was before that. So the golden rule was the resulting mix that would then be flavored with the mixture of various herbs, adding hops, improved the chances that the beer would not spoil.
Okay.
But that's why hops are around. But the large variety of recipes continue to make beer making difficult. So the Duke of Bavaria introduced Reinschnacht.
I love that one.
I can't even pronounce that.
Just drink it.
Or let's just say this, or the beer purity law of 1516.
I hate that law.
It was acceptable bring ingredients. And interesting, the law also removed yeast from the recipe.
Oh, I need the yeast.
Oh, wait. It removed everything but water, hops, barley from the list of acceptable brewing ingredients.
I hate laws.
Interestingly, the law that also removed yeast from the recipe, which was later added back in 1957 after Louis Pasteur discovered yeast's role in fermentation. The Ronchart, whatever it was, remained in law for the next 471 years and was repealed only in 1987. Wow.
1987.
So
that was a
good year. An interesting, I would need to go look at that a little bit more in detail.
You started dating in 1987. Just mark that on your calendar. It coincided with that law being overturned. I think that's a miracle.
It is. And here's the last
one. Divine intervention, don't you know?
Okay, so the war on beer, and we all know this, the history of beer in the modern times, despite the sky-high popularity in medieval times and in early modern period, the spread of breweries and pubs all over Europe, the beer continued to encounter resistance in its mission to take over the world.
Oh, wow.
The 18th century's Enlightenment, Europe, tried to restrict the alcohol, focusing instead on coffee and tea.
Those assholes. Don't tell
me
what to
drink.
Beer
continued to rise in popularity. 1765, the invention of the steam engine sparked the Industrial Revolution and industrialized the beer brewing process. With the introduction of the thermometer and the hydrometer.
There you go.
It was a watershed moment for the history of beer, increasing the beer making efficiency. Now,
honing in on
their
craft.
Dangerous blow for beer. Cha-cha-cha. We all know this. 1920s, during the Prohibition era.
Those fuckers. Yep. I hate them.
Although, here's what's interesting. George Washington owned a brewery, and Thomas Jefferson also wrote the Declaration of Independence in a pub.
While drunk.
Land of the Free declared war on the beer
and
other alcohol. Okay. Making its consumption illegal. The Prohibition, which was ended in 1933, had its unintended effect. It introduced people to the watered-down beer with light beers. And we all kind of...
You're going to drink it,
look,
you're going to have piss water.
Honestly...
Thank you, I love
piss water. Let's just say this. Let's just be honest here, because we drink...
It's the Pilsner, it's the ales, it's the light stuff.
It's the light beers.
I like those the best.
We drink it because it's just like kind of like Kool-Aid, and it's good. Okay, so there you go.
We drink the Kool-Aid.
So, but the end of this is basically the recent years, the craft beer industry, you know, the private breweries.
Those. Yes, I love those.
They're yielding a historically unprecedented diversity of styles of craft beers, or even receiving ancient recipes. Like, I did talk about that one time, didn't I? Reese Brewers made the beer using Ninkasi's poem recipe. That's bringing the history of the full beer circle.
It's neat. Da, da, so basically,
that
what I'm deriving from
thing.
This, just so you guys know, this
parts.
Is a very educational series today. But beer's been around for a long time.
Yes.
We didn't just make it up.
No.
And it's biblical. Mm-hmm. People made it in the Bible, and they made it before the Bible happened. And we're drinking it still today. I'd say that's a success story.
So our preaching this today on this show is basically to with the Bible of beer, to tell everybody, it's like, look, beer's good for you. Drink up.
Yes, exactly. Pache. Especially when you're watching us, you have to come prepared. Have a couple at least.
We did.
We're gonna do this for a while. You know us, guys.
Anyway, any closing thoughts before we get off the air today?
No,
you have any?
We had fun and globe. We made it how we wanted it. We drank our beer. We learned some shit. I'm good.
You can also We're on, of course, YouTube.
I thought of something.
Wait, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just remembered because we were talking about the eclipse earlier.
Oh.
Okay. Did you know that
there's a closing thought?
Yes, because I wanted to tell you. There are some, like, I want to say religions, but maybe it's a cultural thing, but they can't look at it, right? We have a girl at my work.
Oh, geez.
She is of Indian, descent. She's Native American. And I didn't know. I wasn't here the day that happened.
Oh, I
we were on vacation. However, my friend at work was saying, we'll just call her V. She was walking around the office. All the shades had to be closed in the back.
Oh, my God.
And she kept walking up to the front to get patients, and she was holding a paper by her face so that the sun, the windows in the front wouldn't touch her. And she's like, what
God
are you
forbid.
Doing? She goes, our culture, you're not allowed to be in the sunlight of the eclipse because it represents like the dying of something and the rebirth of something. She goes, so for the time it's happening, you can't touch it or anything. She goes, but I was allowed to because I put ash on my foot and under my eyes or something like that. And then when it
wondered
was done,
why you were walking around with a smudged face all day.
But I mean, I don't know. But then after it was done, you know, it only lasts like an hour or so. She came up again. She didn't have the paper. She's like, she's like, I'm free. She goes, I'm free. I'm like, you didn't have to do that. But yet her culture said, if you're going to go out in it and go to work, you need to do this and do this.
Here's another dumb one I heard too.
Well, I don't want to say it's dumb. It's their culture.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Just, I don't mean to offend anybody,
yeah,
but I did.
I just didn't know that was a thing.
Care. But here's another thing.
I didn't know it was a thing.
There's this lady that I heard today about this lady that went to the day before the eclipse. She went to a restaurant. She spent like, she had a lunch at this restaurant and tipped one of the waiters $777.
$777. Oh,
she tipped
nice.
The other one $300. Now, it was some kind of a religious
a numerical
meaning there. And it turned out that she believed that this was the end and that God was coming back on the day of the eclipse.
Okay.
And that was it. She was told that he was coming back, so she was like blowing some of her shit.
So 777 went to someone.
Yeah. And 300 someone.
That's the
good
heavenly number. But so what about the 300, though?
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
It has some kind of significance with the 777. I mean, you have to look it up. But
maybe she only had $1,077.
I don't know. But anyway, okay. What happened was...
Interesting.
She went back the next day and asked for her money back. And
what?
There's like, fuck you.
Fuck you, bitch. No.
I already spent that.
You're lucky. Get
out of here.
Go get some more money.
And he's like, are you that dumb?
Wow.
Are you that dumb? Sorry.
Interesting. That was an interesting closing
wasn't it?
Thoughts.
Yeah. Okay, that wasn't really a closing thought, but that was just how it is.
Just an extra thought floating through my head.
By the way, you can find us on YouTube, mm-hmm. Rumble, X, Podcast, iHeart, Spotify, and much, much more.
Yeah,
we actually
have a lot of different platforms. We were trying to branch out a little.
And you didn't say it. Go ahead and say it.
Woohoo!
No, you're supposed to say, please.
Please like and subscribe, and we love you.
Okay, there you go. Bye, everybody. Have a good night. Thanks for joining the show. Whatever. It was a good one, I think. I don't know.